Well, we sure need the Lord this morning. I feel like the Lord's been talking to us about some things that I just want to share with us today. I want to start over in Luke, the 13th chapter. I wanted to say how much I appreciated that song. I believe that too. It's just like Jesus to heal the body, save the soul, encourage, strengthen, all of those things. It says here in Luke 13 and 10, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" You know, this morning, this is quite a little story here. This woman had a spirit of infirmity, it says. And it says that she was bowed over. I don't know how she was, but she must have been bowed over an awful lot. And some way, Satan, or however it happened, had got a hold of her and tormented her with this for 18 years. It was embarrassing to her. You know, it was a terrible discomfort. It was a hard thing for her to bear. And it says that she had a spirit of infirmity. And Jesus saw her with this, and he just told her, it says he called her to him, and then he said, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." Do you know, this morning, the devil binds people. He wants to put something over on you and me. He wants to put something over on you and me as God's people. He would like to just put something on us, shut our mouths, keep us down, keep us quiet. He would like to put you to a point that you don't feel like you can say anything. The devil wants to put things on people. Now, this woman, I don't know what she did, but my guess is, from knowing people, that this woman started dabbling around in things that she shouldn't have done. And she got in with the devil. And I will tell you, when you get in with the devil, I will tell you what he wants to do. He wants to bind you. That's what he wants to do. Now, that's not what he offers you. He offers you glamour. He offers you sweet revenge. He offers you all kinds of things. But I promise you, he's not wanting to satisfy the need of your soul and mine. And he's not wanting to make you happy. Don't ever think that when the devil offers you something, I wonder what he offered this lady. I wonder, maybe she started just feeling sorry for herself. And maybe she just felt, I don't know what happened. You know, maybe she just fell into, and it felt kind of good, you know, to feel sorry for herself. Maybe she just went on and she gave herself. You know, it's one thing to feel a little sorry for yourself. It's another thing to begin to just interact with Satan in a way that he begins to use your life. Do you know that he wants you to do that? And he lures you to do that? And then he binds you. This woman he bound so bad that she was bent over. It must have been a terrible thing to be like that. And she was bent over for 18 years, he bound her. Do you know that the Lord came along just like He does to all of us, and how He longs to loose and set free. How He wants your life and my life to be set free from the binding power of Satan. Now, you know, this was an impossibility for her. She could not have straightened herself up and made all of this happen. It had gone past that point. But I will tell you, there is a way that she could be whole and complete, and just like everybody else, she could be that way. Do you know that the Lord is like that this morning? You know, He sees your life and mine, and He sees where we're at. He sees where we have needs. He sees where we are helpless to be able to do it on our own. And He wants to call us to Him, and He does that. He woos us to Himself through His Word, through His Spirit, through His little pricks. We hear Him talk, don't we? And we're like, oh, you know, and we're too busy, and we don't hear Him call us to Him. I want to tell us this morning that the Lord loves to set people free. He loves to set us free from ourself. The Lord loves to set us free from those things that started when we were little children, and they began to encroach in our life until they rule who we are. Some people are ruled by things that started when they were little, and they never were arrested. They never were given to God, though the Lord deals with us so many times. And this morning, I just want to encourage us that the Lord, He is the one that has the power and the ability and the want to loose you and me this morning. So if we see ourselves needing help from the Lord, it's not always something of this magnitude, but I will tell you, the Lord wants to loose people and set them free. But you know, there's another part of this story that we want to look at that just amazes me. It seems to me like a woman that had been bound for 18 years, and probably they all saw her around there. Here she was, where was she? In the synagogue on the Sabbath. You know, she came, she had a desire, didn't she? There was something down in there that wanted help, something that wanted God, and so she showed up. And do you know that those people, I'm sure, knew her. They had seen her, and can you imagine not being happy about that? Can you imagine that there were people that were filled with indignation? You know what it says here? The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And their answer was, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed. I don't know what to say to it. How can it be? Do you know that if we expect everybody to be happy over what God does, we're going to be sadly disappointed. Everybody's not going to be happy when God blesses us. Everybody's not going to be happy. But I want to tell you something. Those that want Jesus in their heart and life, more than anything else, I will tell you there's something that resonates in there. The Lord wants us to want Him and everything He has and everything He does. Oh, how the Lord longs for you and me to rejoice at the working of Jesus in people's hearts and souls. Do you know that this woman was bound? I could only say, oh, thank God this woman got unbound. This is wonderful. But these people, this was not good. This was not good. The Lord had worked in a mighty way. Who could say, who would not be awed by that? They were angered by that. Do you know this morning, the Lord wants us to be awed by the work of God. He wants us to have a heart that longs after all the things, the purity, the holiness, the life of God in the soul. Do you know that if we're not careful, the Satan would like to bind us? He'd like to blind our eyes. He would like to keep us from enjoying and rejoicing in the good things of God this morning. And so I want to encourage us today that how the Lord wants to work, and how He wants all of us to be a part of that. If nothing else, rejoicing in what he's doing for others. And so I want to look on now in Luke 2 and 8 to 14. Now we've all heard this a lot of times, haven't we? Luke 2 and 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Do you know that this scene, how many times have we sat and wondered at this scene? For myself, I've thought about it many times. I've tried to picture what it was like out there on that hillside or wherever they were. And here it says the angel of the Lord spoke to them. And then it says a multitude of the heavenly host. Here were heavenly beings. Here were angels. Here were, I don't know who all was there. I don't know how it all happened. But can you imagine a multitude of heavenly beings? And they were praising God, and they were saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I just want to preach us a message this morning, by the help of the Lord, of hope. Folks, the Lord came to bring us peace and goodwill toward you and me. He came to set us free. He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. The Lord came, it says, to bring peace on earth. No, He said, I didn't come to bring peace. He said, I come to bring a sword. What's that mean? Because it divides people. Not everybody has that peace, but He came to bring peace to you and me. He came to bring peace in the midst of it all, in the midst of a world that is constantly berating Christians, trying to make them look dumb, trying to make them look ignorant, and all of those things. Constantly on every hand we hear it nowadays, don't we? But do you know what the Lord came to bring us? He came to bring goodwill to us. He came to bring healing for our lives. He came to bring homes that are actually happy. Do we fight through things that everybody else fight through? You better believe it, we do. But we fight through them, don't we? And the Lord gives us weapons, and we overcome those things. And the Lord came to bring us life, folks. Oh, He came to bring goodwill toward men. When He was born, He sent a multitude of angels and heavenly beings, whatever that was. He sent them to sing and to bring that kind of message to people. And then we see Jesus grew up, didn't He? And we see Him going about, and you just read through the pages of the New Testament, you find everywhere where He healed people, where He called them to Him, where He blessed them, where they came seeking Him out, and He touched them. And I want to encourage us this morning, the Lord wants to heal our needs. He wants to meet our spiritual needs. He wants to bless us in our bodies. How many times have we seen it? Right here, many times have we seen the Lord reach down and heal. I've seen it with my eyes many times, I can say. I will tell you, the Lord, if we will look to Him, if we will find Him, and as this lady did, I believe we'll find that the Lord has something really good to share with each one of us in our lives. Look at Isaiah 61 and 1. Isaiah 61 and 1, it says, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Did you know the Lord came to bind up the brokenhearted? There's probably some brokenhearted folks here today. There's probably some that feel like their heart is broken. Do you know what the Lord came to do? He came to bind it up and to heal it and to bless it. The Lord came for that this morning. When He spoke, I think it's in Luke, the 4th chapter, it says there that He said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And He says here to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give unto them beauty for ashes. Did you know there's folks this morning in Zion that mourn? Do you know what the Lord's mind is? He came to bring you beauty for ashes. What are ashes? It's the end of the road. I know it has more meaning than that in it, but I will tell you, there isn't anything left. And He came to bring us beauty for ashes when it's all at the end. And it says here to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, the enemy wants to put a spirit of heaviness upon you and me. He would like to do that. Do you know what the Lord came to do? He came, it says, to give the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now, I will tell you, sometimes we have to look to the Lord for this. We have to get to Him. We have to find Him. Lord, I know that You can touch in a moment of time. You can touch me. I know that You can take away this spirit of heaviness. I know that You can change my thoughts. I know that You can heal me of my infirmities. The Lord is able to do that, is He not? Brother Jim said he had a lesson on the benefits this morning and mentioned Psalms 103, where he talks about He daily loadeth us with benefits. Do you know that's what the Lord's all about? Did you know that's what He's all about? All of His laws, all of that He teaches, the way of holiness, that is for our benefit. It is to bless us. Does it separate us from the world? Yes, it does. That's exactly what God wants it to do. Does it keep us from intermixing with the world? No, it doesn't. But we don't become like them, do we? And the Lord wants there to be a difference. He wants people to see in our lives a difference this morning. And so, He came to appoint these things to us, but He wants our countenance to be one of joy, with the oil of joy. And I believe the Lord wants to give these kind of things to us this morning. Sometimes we live a little below our privilege in the Lord. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Do you know this isn't just all for us? It's that He might be glorified. How God wants to glorify His name through your life and mine. And He wants to do that. And we need to recognize God wants to glorify His name through our life this morning. So the Lord help us that we glorify Him. That we not let the enemy take away our liberty in the Lord. I want to tell you something. In the service, you know, I appreciated that special song this morning. I want to ask each one of us to pray, Lord, what would You have me to do? Is that all right to ask God to do that? It says, covet earnestly the best gifts. You know what? I believe the Lord wants us to covet His workings in our life. Not for our benefit, but that God might be glorified. Lord, what would You have me to do? Oh, I could never do that. If I say that, if I tell the Lord that, what will He ask me to do? Well, He might ask you to sing a song. He might ask you to lead out in prayer. I don't know what He might ask you to do, but I will tell you what He will do with that. He will bless you. It is only from His good hand that He does all things for us this morning. The Lord help us that we might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And so, we read there where He came to proclaim liberty to the captives. I know we think of that as those that are captive to sin. But I want us to keep fresh on our mind that Satan wants to make you and me a captive, even being saved. And I say that in this way. He wants to captivate us with fear. Fear to do His will. Fear to do God's will. He wants to captivate us with some kind... Do we really think the God of heaven that made everything well and everything we see that He made is perfect? Do we really think that He would make a mistake with us? Think about that. Would He do that? I don't think He would. And so, let's don't be captivated by those impositions of the enemy, captivated by accusations, captivated by many different things, captivated by our own personal desires that we just can't rein in and hold check on. They constantly drive us to places that we know the Lord doesn't want us to go. Do you know? It's good. We have to do many things. We have to make a living. You know, the enemy wants to captivate that. Many of us enjoy those things. We enjoy working with our hands. You know, the devil wants to make that the very force of our life. We can't allow that. That's the enemy that wants to misuse those things. And so there's so many good things of God that the enemy wants to captivate us and bind us to where we can be ineffective or only a little bit effective in the Lord's work and in our own souls, in our own families and lives. The Lord bless today and help us in every way. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, listen to this. I love this scripture. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know what a stronghold is this morning? I will tell you what a stronghold was in the old days. They built walls around cities. They built those walls to keep things out, to keep people out, namely, to keep enemies out. Sometimes they dug a big trench on the other side of the wall. Sometimes they filled it with water. They would build towers, and in those towers were people, and there was rocks up there, and there was bows and arrows and all the things of defense that they had. It was a stronghold. And they had those things. they had many things. It was to protect that place. Do you know that the Lord, it says, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Those places, folks, that the devil wants to get in our lives, and I promise you, he wants to get strongholds in your life and mine. I want to tell you something this morning. The Lord wants to crack that. He wants to break the power of that stronghold in our lives. He wants us to have victory in the Lord, and the Lord wants to give it to you and me. He came down here and died so we could have that this morning. And I want to encourage us that we, through the Lord, cast down every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. How the Lord wants us today, I believe, to be free of those strong holds in our life. Do we believe that this morning? How do we get there? How do we get free? I want to tell you how this lady did. She met the Lord. She saw the Lord and He called her to Him. You know, it doesn't always mean that we don't know the Lord. I believe there's strongholds sometimes in people's lives that that need to be broken, that aren't sin. They're just strongholds that keep them from ever doing anything for God. They're strongholds of fear, of people, and different things. The Lord wants us to be free in the Lord. You know what a blessing it is to have a special song? It's a blessing. Oh, how I love to hear those. How we love to hear when somebody leads out in prayer that hasn't led out in prayer for a while. You know, we love that, don't we? How we love to see somebody testify. You know what the Lord did for me? We had a number of testimonies this morning. You know what the Lord did for me? Isn't that a blessing to hear? The Lord wants us to be free in the things of God this morning. In Mark 5 and 1 to 20, I want to read another story, and this is kind of a bad story, actually, but the ending is good. Mark 5 and 1, I'll just read this. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. How does this kind of thing happen? How could a man be that they could not bind him with chains? My father used to work in a kind of an asylum, part of a hospital, and he said there was a man in there that no matter what they did, he would get out of all of that. He would get loose. And he said the doctor, he saw the note that he put, some power beyond human. This man was bound. And he says here, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Now, here again is an amazing story. I don't think any of us here even approach this kind of place. But this man was filled. I don't know what all he intermingled with Satan to get into, to get this kind of possession and this kind of rule by Satan. But we see that he was totally overtaken, and Satan, when he has his way, wants to torment and bind and completely embarrass and everything. He wants to do that. But do you know what the answer was for this man? He just needed to meet Jesus. He just needed Jesus to help him. Folks, we don't, most of us, have anything like this at all. But do you know that the Lord has the help we need? The little help that we do need in comparison to this, He has that. And whatever help we need, He has that. And He wants to give us those good things. I want to encourage us this morning. Lord, I want to look to You because I want to be completely free in you. I want you to have your way in my life. I want to be blessed in my life. Don't we? This man came and worshiped him. Then the devil started speaking through him. He was so possessed. But do you know that what amazes me beyond that, even, or on top of that, is that it says that when the people came, when they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. How could they be disappointed? I know there was a couple thousand swine that died, that drowned, but why would you depart? Why would you ask the Lord to depart when he just did such a thing? Here was this man so tormented, and now he's in his right mind. What a blessing that must have been. This morning, don't expect everybody to always love what God does in our life. I want to tell you something this morning. God wants to work in awesome ways. Was not this awesome? I don't think we're going to see anything much greater than this in our lifetime. That was something, wasn't it? But was everybody happy? No, they weren't. And folks, we will never see that. We'll never see everybody be happy with what God does in our life. I want to look on at Luke 8 and 43. It goes on to say here, listen to this, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Folks, this is what the Lord wants this morning. He wants us to believe he can do it. He wants us to believe that he can do it enough that we press through all the things that would stop us from touching Jesus. And do you know when she touched Jesus, it says immediately she was healed. You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to press through some things. And we might have to fight. He tells us that. We might have to fight the good fight of faith. We will have to fight the good fight of faith. But I want to tell you something. The Lord has the help that we need. We've got to press through the things of life. We cannot say that the Lord isn't able. We cannot say that he isn't willing. So what can we say? I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I'm coming to you, and I need you, and I want you, and I'm expecting. I am not stopping until you heal me. I'm going to get to the hem of your garment. Do you know this morning, she was healed because of that. And I want to encourage us not to look on our situation with doubt, but to know the Lord not only can and not only will, but how he longs to help me this morning. The Lord help us this morning to reach in and get a hold of that. I want to look at another scripture. We're just about done here. Matthew 14 and 34. Matthew 14 and 34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. And he besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Do you know this morning, we need to touch Jesus, folks. We need to touch Jesus. Whatever our situation, it might just be confusion. Lord, I don't know. I want to tell you how to win over confusion. Just get to the Lord. There isn't any confusion in Him. That's why I love the Scripture, as you heard many times in 1 John 1:5. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Do you know that all of our darkness, all of our doubts, all of our troubles, all of the things that we see ahead of us, the things we don't understand, John the Baptist, after he baptized Jesus, after he had seen the dove descend, the Holy Spirit like a dove descend upon the Lord, and he experienced all of that, and you know that him and Jesus had had conversations. And after all of that, he got put in prison. And his head started hanging a little. Go ask him, are you the one, or do we look for someone to come? He knew he was the one. Why? Because he was human. Because his head hung down. Because he was in prison. Do you know this morning, sometimes we need to be reassured by the Lord. And the Lord loves to do that for us today. Oh, let the Lord touch the hem of His garment. Press through the troubles. Lord, I don't know. I don't understand. I'm not even gonna... Sometimes we just need to quit trying to figure out the answer. Quit trying to figure out what to do. Just press to the Lord. Lord, I'm falling up on my knees, or I'm humbling my heart. We might be riding in a car. I'm humbling myself before You. I need You to touch me. I need You to unravel the mysteries that I need in my mind unraveled. I need You to give me grace that I can face the trial that I've got to face that I know I don't have strength for. Do you know that the Lord has all of that? Oh, He has an abundance. What a thing, these places we've read. And they were made perfectly whole, complete, in a moment of time. Have you ever had the Lord touch you and just change you completely? All of a sudden, all the darkness fled away, and the heavenly host seemed to minister to your soul. Have you ever had the Lord touch you? I want to tell you something. It may not always be like that. It may be a scripture. It may be a verse of song, and everything changes. And what changed? What changed? The circumstance didn't change. The Lord. We touched Him. He touched us. That's what we need this morning, folks. Oh, the Lord bless each one of us. The Scripture says in John 8, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. For sure. Indeed. There isn't any question about it. If the Son makes you free, you're going to be free. The Lord wants to make us free. He wants us to touch the hem of His garment. He doesn't want us to stand back and doubt or unbelief that can this, I don't think it's going to happen for me. No, folks, we've got to press through the press. We've got to press through the oppositions of life, through the herd of people, if you will, the crowd. Press through the things that would crowd our mind. Press through the things that would come against us in our mind. The things that are too big. Press through them to the Lord. And I want to tell you, He'll not only touch you, but He'll touch your situation. And I've seen that happen so many times, I wouldn't have any idea. Hundreds and hundreds of times, I'm sure, at least. And the Lord wants to do that for all of us this morning. Touching Jesus, touch Him. Let Him touch you. Press through it. Folks, we can do it. We can live for the Lord. We can make heaven our home. We don't have a hopeless message as the world does. You get saved and then you just keep on having troubles. The Lord wants to heal us. He has those places where He'll forgive us, He'll help us, but folks, He wants to lift us up. He wants us to be able to make heaven our home. He wants His grace to be in our life and in our heart. The Lord bless each one of us this morning. Teach us your ways, Lord. Show us how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. Teach us how to be a part of your work. Work through us and make us a lively stone. Make us part of your work that when people come in amongst us, they can fall on their face and say, of a truth, God is among them. Amen.